Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. It feels like the entire market is holding its breath today.
You can say that again. Futures are basically flat across the board. The Nasdaq hit a fresh all-time high yesterday, which was exciting for a minute, but then everything just faded into the close.
It's the classic calm before the storm. No one wants to make a big bet ahead of the main event. And today, the main event is the July CPI data dropping at 8:30 Eastern.
That's the number everyone is waiting for. So what's the read-through? What are the two sides of this coin?
Well, a hot print could really throw a wrench in the works. It strengthens the argument that inflation is sticky and could derail or at least delay those rate cuts everyone's hoping for in 2025. On the flip side, a soft reading keeps the dream alive, supports the transitory narrative, and keeps a potential September cut on the table.
Got it. So a pivotal report, we did get some other headlines, like an executive order extending the lower tariff rate for China for another 90 days.
Yeah, but the market basically yawned. It's just noise right now. All eyes are on the Fed, and the Fed's eyes are on this inflation data. Everything else is secondary.
Okay, let's talk about some individual stocks making waves. Elon Musk is taking aim at Apple again.
He is not holding back. He's claiming Apple is behaving in a way that makes it impossible for any AI company, besides OpenAI, to hit number one in the App Store. He called it an unequivocal antitrust violation and is threatening immediate legal action. That's a battle of titans right there.
Definitely one to watch. Meanwhile, Intel is trading higher in the pre-market. What's the catalyst there?
The CEO, Lip-Bu Tan, visited the White House on Monday. Following the meeting, President Trump posted some very positive remarks, calling his success and a, quote, amazing story. The market is reading that as a very friendly signal, giving the stock a nice boost.
Interesting. And on the other side of the chip world, what's happening with NVIDIA in China?
Reports are circulating that the Chinese government has asked local companies, especially on government-related work, to avoid using NVIDIA's H20 chips. They're citing perceived security issues. That's a persistent headwind for them in the region.
All right, let's zoom in on the indices. The technical picture looks coiled. What are the key levels you're watching for the SPY and QQQ?
Coiled is the perfect word. On the 30-minute chart, you can see both SPY and QQQ pushing up against resistance. For SPY, the big level is 636. For QQQ, it's 573. We're seeing volume start to pick up around these levels, which suggests a breakout attempt is forming.
So the bulls are trying to make a move?
They're trying. If they can push through those resistance levels with some real volume behind it, especially after the CPI data, we could see a strong leg up. But, and this is a big but, if they fail and we roll over, support is down near 635 for CPY and 572.50 for QQQ.
And the VXX, the volatility index, is pretty quiet.
Yeah, it's been drifting lower, which generally signals less fear in the market. That supports the bullish case. But if that starts to spike, watch out below. It's the market's fear gauge for a reason.
Let's get to earnings. Bit lighter than recent weeks, but still some massive moves out there. Who are the big winners?
Oh, some are absolutely flying. GEVO is up an incredible 50% pre-market. Wide Open West, ticker WOW, is up 48% after getting a takeover offer. Green Dot, GDOT, is also having a great morning, up 16% after beating estimates and raising guidance.
And the losers? There are always a few.
It is a bloodbath for a few names. BigBear.ai, BBAI, is getting demolished, down about 28% on a huge miss. And PubMatic, PUBM, is right there with it, down 27% after guiding lower. A tough morning for those shareholders.
That's brutal. Any analyst calls moving the needle today?
Couple of notable ones on the upgrade side. Chipotle gets a bump to overweight. Starbucks is upgraded to outperform. And Mercury Systems is getting a lot of love, upgraded to strong buy at one firm.
Okay, and downgrades?
No surprise, PubMatic gets hit with a downgrade after that disastrous report. And Getty Images is also downgraded to hold. The analysts are reacting quickly to the news flow.
All right, we're just about out of time. Give us your final thought. What's the key takeaway for traders at the opening bell?
Be nimble and be patient. The market is giving us a ton of mixed signals, and everything pivots on that 8:30 CPI number. I would not chase the initial reaction. Let the dust settle. Keep your stops tight and focus on names that are already showing relative strength and volume. Today is a day to be a tactician, not a hero.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for the breakdown.
anytime.
Join us again tomorrow for another pre-market rundown. This is The Morning Dose. Have a profitable trading day.